Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Pop-Pop Douglas has stepped out. He'll be back in a second. But, you know, as we wait for Hugh to return to the studio, that song is very appropriate here. Because I saw a story, Tim Kelly of On Patterson wrote this week about, the headline was, "What makes someone a great clubhouse guy?" We asked Bryce Harper and other Phillies. And it's interesting, they go through it, and it's like Topper's asked, and he declined to say a name. I think he didn't want to leave anybody out because he's been in baseball so long. Bryce has asked about it, Taiwan, Strom, Marsh, Romano. I mean, guys that have been around a little bit here. Tanner Banks, some guys been here a while, but been in baseball around. Not many, like, rookies. And they've played with a lot of different players. And multiple players came back with a name of a guy that's not currently on the Phillies. And it really got me thinking about it. So, both, I believe it was Bryce Harper and I think it was Marsh, mentioned Rhys Hoskins as a leader, a great clubhouse guy, and that's who came to mind. Now, first thing I thought was, well, that's not surprising. He was that. They did like him. He was a leader when he was here. But it also got me thinking about the next few months. Now, the Brewers come in here next week to play the Phillies for the first time, and I don't know if anyone has noticed the year that Rhys Hoskins is having, maybe the best year of his career or the best in 3 or 4 years. He's hitting 300, 400 on base, 500 slugging. He's been excellent. I saw a story this week. He could be an all-star for the first time in his career. I got to tell you, if we think outside the box, if the Phillies need a bat at the deadline, Kyle, the mind is already working. I would love Rhys Hoskins back here. I didn't appreciate him enough when he was here. I miss him.
Hugh, your thoughts?
Pop up. Okay. He asked me as we were about to come back from break, he's like, "I got to grab something downstairs. Do I have enough time?" And I said,
"No,
probably not."
Just
and
no.
He walked out anyway. Real pop-pop. Now he's walking back in.
I'm in, first of all.
Yeah.
Harper can move back to the outfield.
Yep.
Rhys can play first. And defense be damned. Let's get this guy back in the lineup.
I think it is. It's something I'm going to be watching closely. Now, Milwaukee's not a very good team. The NL's stacked. He's a free agent to be after the season. If they look to sell... Hugh, I mean, Kyle played us in with a song making me think about the past and someone you miss. I got my eye on Rhys Hoskins, Hugh. I got my eye on it.
You know what's funny? Baby,
come back. You missed this song because you're a real pop-up.
Any kind of fool could see.
See, that's how people knew you weren't here.
Yep,
because you would sing along.
Yep. Everything about you. Yeah, this is a great song, man.
And the YouTube audience.
Baby, come back.
Yeah, because I
Invisible Douglas.
I had a senior moment. It's okay.
You good? You back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay.
But no, I was reading a story. It was like a couple weeks ago. I think I sent it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about, it was something, the title was like the 10 best players you know nothing about or something flying under the radar or whatever. And he was one of them. He's out there doing his thing. Rhys is out there doing his thing.
Well, he's on a team right now that isn't very good. Milwaukee is 25-26. They are out of, they're not in a great position for the rest of the season. We'll see what they do. But they don't look like a sure playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
He's a free agent after the year. I could easily see them trading him at the deadline. And if I'm Dave Dombrowski, I'm keeping an eye on that because he never wanted to leave.
No, he didn't.
He never wanted to.
So we kicking Bryce?
Right back to the outfield. Right back to the outfield.
And it, you know, the timing of this is kind of crazy, too. I mean, I know we're kind of, you know, spearheading this. Mm-hmm. But the fact that his name came up in the locker room as far as leadership was concerned.
By two different people.
Yeah, that's pretty significant.
Well, maybe it's they miss him. I mean, you could feel that. And look, the furthest they've gone in any of these years is when he was in the lineup. The next year, he hurt his ACL in spring training. He missed the whole season. They lost the NLCS. Obviously, he wasn't on the team last year. I mean, the best run they've had with this group, Reese has been in that lineup and a big part of it. And I did mention earlier, one of the things holding me back a little bit with this team is they don't have great power right now. They're missing that. And I think the way I view it is I'd upgrade off of Kepler with Reese. That's effectively who he'd replace if we did this, right? Bryce would go back to the outfield and Reese would take those at-bats from Kepler. I've got my eye on it. 215-592-9494. You can react to that. The Phillies, are you fully buying in to what they're selling here as they are 32 and 18, excuse me. And they've played great baseball the last few weeks. Dominated the Rockies. They go to Sacramento tonight for a road trip that takes them to a park that we've never seen. They're playing in a minor league park tonight. Scott Franz is going to join us at 12 to talk about the Phils. And we also need to get Scott's thoughts on being part of the great flood of 2025 on the Midday Show last week. He was on the line with us as Hugh ran for the hills, and I tried to conduct an interview last week. So, Scott coming up. We also have a $100 gift card to give away today to Sunoco, and we're looking for on a Tri-Day Friday, wild jobs that it'd be fun to imagine Hugh or I doing here. What are the best ones we've got so far? Lifeguard, horse inseminator, pro sleeper, jockey, and in Amish country, the
mucker.
A mucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was crazy.
Picking up the poop in Amish country. All right, let's go to Art, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Art.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Art. What's up?
Hey, I'm calling to make a public apology. I said the Phillies were going to win 80 games, and obviously that ain't happening. So I wanted to first apologize to Taijuan Walker, saying he was not going to really make a big difference this year, but he has improved.
Wait a minute, Art. Wait a minute. Let me stop you right now. How long have you been a Phillies fan?
All my life, 40 years.
So why are you apologizing? For being a fan.
Don't bully
because
him out of apologizing.
No, Art. I'm trying to save Art from himself. Art.
He's being open and honest.
Art, you have no need or reason to apologize
yes, do,
for
Continue
being a fan.
Continue with what you're doing.
You know who needs
Don't
to apologize?
To
who?
John Clark.
Well, I agree with that.
John Clark needs to apologize.
And he hasn't yet.
Art,
hasn't.
You don't need to apologize for nothing. For being a fan and dealing with this team for 40 years, don't apologize
You're
for that.
You're cutting the guy's legs out from under me.
No, don't apologize
called
for that.
Him with all this courage.
All right, don't do that.
Right,
don't
ahead,
do that,
go ahead, Art. We're sorry.
The one thing that really changed my mind is that they're playing small ball. This team really was all about home runs, and mm-hmm. now seeing the team really playing small ball has made a big difference. Obviously, Taijuan Walker has also improved, but the small ball playing is making me think, you know what? They're really serious about doing things different this year.
Well, yeah, the quality of the at-bats has been there really since the first week of the season. And now the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, we started to see it pay dividends here. I agree with that, Art. They're just better at-bats. Art, what do you got for us? A wild job you think it'd be fun to imagine one of us doing?
Okay, Hugh, imagine this. You ready?
Yes.
You're wearing a thong and you're stripping.
Wait, hold up. What?
Hold on.
What? My big ass in a thong? No.
Well, all right, I wrote it down. I mean,
I would have wrote him until he told me no.
Nah.
A stripper?
Yep.
Something you would do great.
Pound Cake. That would be my stripper name.
You already
That's
have
my
name.
Wrestling name, too.
Yeah.
Pound Cake.
You have the same wrestling name as
yes,
stripper name?
Because I got layers.
Like peanut butter cake. Jelly time.
I don't know Excuse if I can me? Wear a thong, though. That's a lot.
Art, we appreciate the phone call. All right, Art.
I've never had on the thong, but it don't seem like it's comfortable.
That seems as accurate, yeah.
Mm.
Doesn't seem like it's comfortable.
Mm.
So we've gotten, you know, now this is on us. We asked for this is Tri-Day. I mean, we asked.
That is pretty funny, though.
It is, yeah. I feel bad for the audience because, you know, this is theater of the mind radio, and they probably thought about that. So we're sorry for that. Scott in Washington Township. What's up, Scott?
Qu-
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, well, I tell you, there's a lot to cover here. I'll try to get through it. The tush push, I would not trade a first-round pick for it. An automatic conversion practically on at the goal line and in short yardage is huge in today's NFL, being able to extend drives, keep the other team off the field. And the other part is we're in other teams' heads with that. I mean, the Packers, I mean, they're it's all they're worried about. They're not worried about getting better at football and beating the Eagles. They're worried about trying to get the league to stop the tush push.
Well, you're right about that. Look, I'm so glad it's back. But, Scott, a first-round pick, though? I mean, first-round picks become Lane Johnson. They become Jalen Carter. They become Nolan Smith. I mean, Devonta Smith.
They become Jonathan Harris. And
well, you're right, too. Yeah. But if I gave you $100, it's up to you how you spend the $100. It's still $100.
Understood. I just think the value is more than that so-called $100.
It could be,
For the Phillies, I tell you, if we got Reese back, I tell you, I'd put him at DH. I'd rather have Schwarber in left than have Reese at first, because they get more action at first. He's more likely to impact the game with his terrible defense. And Schwarber seems to be moving a little better this year than he has in the past, and I think that's the way I'd roll if that happened.
So you could do that. I mean, you could. I mean, the only thing is, I just want to keep Schwarber healthy, and I'm concerned a little bit if you put him in the outfield every day, he might not be as good as he is right now, because I think it benefits him being a DH, but defensively, it might actually be better. You could be right about that, Scott.
Yeah, and Harper's so good defensively
right.
at first.
Because we're losing a lot of firsts if we take Harper away, for sure.
Oh, my, a ton. And we've seen Reese. In a big game, something's going to happen, and he's going to cost us one.
Well, he did in the World Series. Yeah, I mean, he dropped the ball in Atlanta.
Always.
I mean, it's funny because now I want him back. He used to frustrate me so much because of his defense. I mean, he was streaky as a hitter, more good than bad, but that defense frustrated me. All right, Scott, what do you got for us? What is a wild job it'd be funny to think of us doing?
Well, I definitely don't want to think about you doing it, actually, but a female impersonator. I mean, you know, Hugh, are you going to get those 4-inch heels or something?
So you mean a drag queen? That's what
you
try to clean it up.
Saying it.
Yeah, no. No.
All right, Hugh dresses a woman. Yeah.
No.
I mean, Don't leave yourself out, Joe.
Shout out to the drag queens. I have no issue with them.
Yeah, I was trying to make this just a Hugh thing. But all right,
that's
Scott, I appreciate it. I got dragged into it. Yeah,
I dragged it to be the drag queen.
Okay. Last couple of answers have certainly veered a different direction than I anticipated.
It's Friday. What did you expect?
Well, I mean, we started off with
the bovine semen and the semen thing.
No, we started with lifeguard.
Okay.
And then we got to the horse inseminator.
It did take long for us to get there, though. That's the point.
Everything before the bovine inseminator is just foggy for you.
That's because that was the first thing you thought of.
No, because I'm like, when you said weird jobs, I was like, hey. It's a weird job.
It is
a lot
weird
of money,
job.
Though. Like that's one of those jobs.
Is it really a lot of money?
$44,000 in this economy?
Yeah, but no, it's a job, and I'm not poo-pooing that, especially if someone needs a job. I'm just saying to do that.
But
work,
between the two,
I
would rather be a mucker, because it seems like the muckers make more money, and it all depends on where you are. For whatever reason, I was looking at this list of the pay scale for muckers. In San Jose, California, they make more than they make in Miami, and I'm assuming that's because of the cost of living. In San Jose?
Or I have a thought. Maybe there's more horses. So there's more stuff to muck.
Yeah.
You can't be making horses in Miami. Who's riding a horse in Miami?
Well, if you're making $80,000 in Miami, that's still pretty good in Miami. So there's quite a few horses.
There's a few horses in Miami?
I would assume so if you're making 80K. So, you know.
I don't know if there's any horses in Miami.
Because, like, all of these jobs that we're talking about, I look to see how much money we could potentially make. I'm going to look up how much drag queens make. Because, I mean, because that's what that's the ultimate decider right
there.
Yeah,
your algorithm's going to be a mess here, man. Steve in Bridgeton. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh. What's going on?
Hey, Steve. What's up?
So, before I get to my Phillies point, I wanted to say something about, I was on Twitter the other day, and I saw Josh Harris's wife. I don't know if you guys saw it. She was like, yeah, right now, Washington Commanders are America's team.
Oh, we saw Marjorie. Yeah, Marjorie Harris. Yep.
Yeah, I laughed so hard. I was like, wait, the Eagles just whooped y'all in the NFC Championship, and they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, she's totally delusional, like her husband. Totally delusional. Yeah, I guess because they're getting a stadium, she thinks, I don't know. What is she talking about?
Because I think they said that now they're going to be playing in D.C. again instead of Maryland.
Oh, okay. But no one cares.
All right, on the Phillies. Now, hearing you guys talk about Hoskins coming back, yeah, that would be huge. But, and then you put him back in first, because remember Bryce said he'll go back in the outfield for the right guy.
He did, yes. Now, I think, I don't know what he was thinking, who the right guy is, but man, Steve, if they could get Reese back in season.
It'll be the camaraderie.
Oh, yeah, and his power, because that's the one thing about their offense right now, because it's good, and they're scoring, and they're hitting. Other than Schwarber, there's not much oomph, right? There's not much power. Like, we know Reese, when he gets hot, he can hit home runs in bunches.
All right, I wanted to go on the Alvarado situation here.
What do you got?
Now, remember, I don't know, back in 2012 when the Giants won the World Series.
Right.
Cabrera got suspended.
Melky Cabrera.
Yeah. Now, I think they can thrive off of that and just win and just thrive off of it, next man up. But Dombrowski, he has to make a trade soon before the Dodgers and any other contenders do. What I suggest is now I got two ideas.
Okay.
You go call Baltimore for Felix Bautista, or do you wait and maybe see if the Twins fall out of it? You get their closer, Duran.
Yeah, I love Duran. He's awesome.
Or do we go light and not hit a home run with maybe an experienced guy?
No, I want to hit the home run because I think we're still light at the back end. I mean, Romano's been good, which is great, but – I mean, other than
now,
that,
would you trade Mick Abel though for that kind of cost?
I think I would do it for Duran. Bautista, although his stats look pretty good, I don't think he's quite as dominant as he was before the injury, so maybe not him. But yeah, like if you're telling me we're getting a lockdown guy that replicates what Alvarado was or would have been, yeah, I would trade Abel. I mean, we have so much starting pitching, Steve. Even if Abel looks like a good pitcher, sometimes you got to pay to get what you need. I mean, I would trade Abel to get a lockdown reliever.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, what's your job?
I'm going to see Hugh working on an oil field like oil rig.
That would be fun.
Oil rig Douglas over here. Yeah, I like that.
I would definitely do that.
I like that. Good one, Steve. We appreciate it. All right, that one's a little bit back.
But does he mean like...
We've gone back on the regular path.
Well, you know, oil rigs, we have a few. Well, I don't know if they really consider them rigs because I guess they have to be in the water. But there's a few out here, like... I know what was the thing? Marcus Hook. That's an oil rig. I think it's an oil rig over there. And a few other ones like going down the highway a little bit.
You know what makes me think about when we talk about oil rigs? Jerry Jones. Because wasn't that where the whole glory hole thing came from? It's when you find oil.
The absolute glory hole.
There we go.
Let me see how much oil rig worker make. It's a nice little living. So it's like a hair under 100,000. But it seems like it's pretty good.
Well, that seems more
like...
Oh,
but you could potentially earn up to $300,000.
Yeah, that to me is more of a career. The picking up the poop from the horses, that's not a career. I mean, you're doing that just to get by. Yeah,
could be a career.
I don't know. I mean, that's...
You can't see yourself doing that for life?
That's a tough way to live. Let's go to Matt in Germantown. What's up, Matt?
What's up, boss? How y'all doing?
Hey,
what's going on, man?
How's it going today? I'm all right. Another day in the office. You understand me? I guess my first point I'll go on with the Phillies not being sold. I'm not sold that they're, like, right back where they are, but they're trending in the right direction. Last week when I was listening to the show, you guys were talking about how we're playing the worst teams, of course. But it's a great time for Bryce because he's in his slump. So I just think utilizing beating up on tomato cans is a good way to build up momentum so when we do play good teams,
totally agree,
we can actually compete.
Totally agree.
Well, and you know what, Matt? They're banking these wins, too, which is great. Because even if they play, you know, 500-ish against some of the good teams like they have so far, if you beat all the bad teams over and over, your record's going to be pretty good.
You beat them because they're bad.
Yep.
but you're good enough. But my thing is, I just don't want us to get satiated with beating up on bad teams, because then when we get battle tested in the playoffs, that's when we need our players to be players.
Totally. Yeah. And it's, I think the pitching is good no matter what, but I just wonder with the offense, like, will they hit the best pitching, or are they just hitting these Rockies pitchers and these Pirates pitchers because they're not any good? All right, Matt, what do you got for us? A job here that you think would be funny if we did?
Well, seeing as how Hugh hates water and you guys just don't really care about water, I was going to say an underwater welder.
Oh, no.
Whoa, that's a good
but
one.
But that's a lucrative job, though. They make a lot of money.
Yes,
they make
is,
a lot of money.
But I know you. If you ain't,
yeah, I ain't getting in the water, man. Because, like, dude, I'm watching stuff, man, with alligators and sharks swimming by people. And somebody, I watched a video the other day. Dude said, well, if you're in the water and a shark opens his mouth, just calmly close the shark's mouth.
Yeah.
Calmly?
Yeah, calmly.
What the hell?
Well, you don't want to freak out.
What the hell wrong with you? Talk about calmly.
It's over regardless. He smells blood. It's
yeah, it's a wrap. Kiss the baby.
Matt, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. I like this one. Underwater welder. I bet they make a good living. That's got to be a challenging thing to pull off.
Let me see. Mm-hmm. It's not what you think it is.
Well, why? Is it more than the pooper scooper guy?
Pooper scooper Bunker. Make more.
No.
It says underwater welders in the United States earn an average annual salary around $54,000.
I feel like you got to check the facts.
93K.
There's just no.
I am looking at
54 and 93 is a pretty big gap.
It's pretty.
You have some wonky facts.
It is, but you're talking about picking up poop.
I try to tell you the robots. Stop using
no,
them.
But when you talk about picking up poop, the poop job is more lucrative than being an underwater welder.
Underwater welder can make $150 per year.
Okay. See, that's a
what we call real facts.
It said potentially earning over $100K. I'm looking at the AI overview says that's what it says.
AI is sometimes
Which one are you using? Because I want to be, we need to be
Google,
on the same page.
Like,
real
this is, this is the Googling.
Yeah, but it's AI taking the Google stuff they see and mixing it together. That's why they think you had a famous take. I mean, that's.
Wait a minute. See. Let me do this again. Wait a minute. Something else just popped up.
Oh, boy.
Underwater welder death rate. It's a highly hazardous job.
Of course it is.
This is why you get
with
scared
a relatively
about
high death rate.
Yeah.
Data from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration indicates that an average of 13 workers die annually from fatal injuries during commercial dive activities.
Well, 13 out of what? I mean, this is, you got to give me the numbers.
Isn't 13 enough? Isn't that enough?
Well, hold on. If it's 13 out of 2 million, that's not much.
They say the numbers may be higher due to incomplete reporting. No, I'm good.
Then you did the same thing when we talked about going to the Everglades. See, they lost one person in 18 years. All the Gators are going to eat you.
They don't want to tell you how they died. It's all they died. How they died? Tell me how they died.
Well, they probably drowned or there was an accident.
How do you drown if you got on scuba gear? You stayed too long?
Maybe the tank ran out of air. I don't
know.
Or go ahead.
A shark got a hold of your ass, and it was a wrap. Kiss the baby.
You know how few shark attacks there are each year. Somebody told you.
You know what it is? You looked at that same TikTok that I saw. He said, "Calm down, and just put your hand out, and basically steer the shark in other direction."
Well, of course, you need to remain calm, Hugh.
I'm not. First of all, as soon as I hit the water, I'm panicking. It's a wrap.
Stop reacting so strongly. I mean, that was a good call because that person knew there was no way.
I'm not doing that.
I mean, we know what happened last week. I mean, a little rain and you ran away. You're not getting in the water.
My survival instinct is very acute.
I think it's actually a little bit too acute, if we're being honest. All right, coming up on the other side, we're going to talk to Scott France. We're back to all your phone calls on the Phils. Are you fully buying in? This team is 32-18, on pace for over 100 wins, best record in the NL. Are you fully buying this? I'm not there yet. Most of this, I would say, has been built on beating up tomato cans. Legitimate ones. Not like when Hugh was on Carolina radio last year and just totally threw the Eagles under the bus. I mean, it was.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
Championship Eagles,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, but they weren't at that point.
Yeah, but
you cut their legs out from under them.
I didn't. I told the truth.
You did. You lied.
Tomato cans. They did play tomato cans.
No, they didn't. They played.
You provided alternative facts.
Okay. I mean, tomato.
No.
No.
I mean, what are you talking about?
You provided the teams the Rams and the Commanders and the Ravens.
The Baltimore Ravens had the ball the whole third quarter and only got 3 points.
I guess I just want to know, like, at that point, what is your bar for not being a tomato can?
I haven't said that yet. It changes. It's all subjective to
at your convenience.
Yeah.
Here's what is a tomato can. The Rockies and the Pirates. That's who the Phillies have been beating up on lately. It's why I'm not fully bought in yet. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. The Eagles on in-season Hard Knocks. Do you like it? And I'm starting to think about the idea of the Phillies bringing back Rhys Hoskins. Multiple Phillies, when asked this week about leaders and the best clubhouse presence, has brought up Rhys. I don't love what they've got out of Max Kepler so far this year. I think they could use an upgrade on offense. Bring Rhys back, trade for him, and move Bryce Harper out to the outfield. It's on my mind now. Where do you come down with all this? 215-592-9494. And Nan, your odd jobs, weird jobs. The best one we get today, imagine us doing, is going to win a $100 gift card to Sunoco. 215-592-9494. We will talk to Scott Fransky next on the Midday Show, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.